playlist out weekly. We put out a magazine called Tart Pop. It's supposed to pop tart. And it usually had the playlist, and it also had the goings on of, you know, the new bands in town, you know, what Cinecide was doing and what Art in America was doing and all the bands that were kind of coming up at that time. So we tried to have this local fanzine thing going. There was a crew of us. At one point, there was probably about 7-8 people on the show that all had their distinctive duties, because there was no way I could do everything by myself. I couldn't keep a concert calendar and listen to all the music. So we had this girl, Amy, whose last name I'm spacing on right now, but Amy's name on the air was Amy Attractions. So it was all the attractions coming to town, and she would get on the air and she'd read out who was coming, where they were playing, how to get tickets and all that stuff. And then I had Nikki Kafalos, who now works in London and is married to the guy that produced like a lot of the early Depeche Mode records. He had a label called Mute back in the day. And Nikki's last name is Kafalos. She was actually dating Greg St. James at the time. And then she moved to London and has been living there ever since. And she did the news. So she was Nikki News. So the whole thing is she would go out to she'd go out to like off the record. She would pick up the New Musical Express. She would pick up whatever it was. And she would, you know, edit down everything to the point where she would read the important pieces of, you know, Joy Division's coming or this is happening or whatever it is. And then, you know, who died and who survived and all that kind of bullshit. Who's got a new album coming out. So it was pretty much like an over the top show at one point. I mean, there was like Frank Angelucci, who's still a friend of mine. He would be sending out press releases, you know, for some bizarre reason. I was putting together something like about a year ago, and I went to the Detroit Free Press archives, or the news archives. They're all the same thing now. And there's all these press releases. Like when U2 came by DET, we knew enough in advance, which is bizarre. And Frank used to put out these press releases every week that it basically said new waivers. It's like a really, you can find it if you go through their archives. I think you might have to pay like $5 to get it. It said, like, you know, whatever time I was on that time, new waivers, U2 will be on Radios in Motion tonight or tomorrow night or whatever it was. And then they played the Royal Oak Music Theater the next day. I think that was 81. But think of how bizarre it was. You had to send out a press release. You couldn't electronically transfer it to the guy and have him go, oh, I'll put it in right now. And it would appear on their webpage. So you had to send it out a week or so in advance. They would get it. And then they would take those things. They would retype them. Can you imagine somebody reading this thing and then retyping it and then putting it in like some sort of a font and then it get printed and then a piece of paper would be distributed. So it was like, I'm sending, if you think about it, Frank would send one piece of paper to somebody who was unknown to us, who would then open this piece of paper, look at it and go, well, that looks interesting. And then they would type it. And then it would be sent out with millions of other newspapers to people all over Detroit, who then would have to flip through this huge piece of paper to go, oh, I think I'll go check that out. I mean, it's just, the concept is just, it's just so fucking funny when you think about it, you know, paper. It is, but at the time it was the only way. I mean, I had to flyer the shit out of the show. After we flyered, we put together the Tart Pop thing. Somebody found a copy of it and they put it in a PDF form and they sent it to me. And I was just amazed that we were able to put together a little fanzine, you know, because I remember different people would write for it. We'd make up gossip about the bands just because there was some, like, you know, dumb stuff you couldn't write about because it was just like, you know, you didn't want to, you know, put up somebody's DUI when they left bookies. So you would make up something about, you know, some bass player in this band is auditioning for the Clash, you know, so like you would just do things just to see if people were paying attention.